This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rolling Stones, ain't it?
Oh, you got it right. Huh. I like when you do this. We try to guess the song.
No, I know Rolling Stones. I listen to the Rolling Stones. I like the Rolling Stones.
Okay. You nailed it. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio.
Hold up, Joe. He said that like he didn't believe I liked the Rolling Stones.
No,
it was a little condescending tone.
Bully Spikes. Now I'm being condescending.
You're starting the fights. We didn't even introduce our next guest.
Why are you surprised, Spike? Why are you surprised?
Because I didn't think you'd be a Stone. Exactly. It's the same reason why people are surprised that I know rap songs during our show. It's like, let's call a spade here. You know,
I listen to the Rolling Stones.
That's cool. You know what it is?
This is the rap music.
Yeah, and you know what's more important than you being black is you being old, and that's why you listen to the Rolling Stones.
You're not that far behind.
No. We're both old.
Okay, Joe, you can have the show.
Yeah, sorry,
I'm enjoying this. Are you calling each other old?
Yeah.
I like it.
We don't get to see each other that much.
Joe, did you know it was the Rolling Stones?
I did.
Okay, all right, okay.
I mean, that feels, it's
well,
hard
you
know not
who
to know
didn't
that
know
one.
It was the Rolling Stones?
The
you?
Black guy.
Yeah.
Well, what are you?
That sings Creed.
One of us. You knew. Hold on, I'll start hating on Creed.
Yeah, you know I'm going to start hating Creed.
He's coming out swinging this segment. All right, we're live today.
These are my guys, man.
I've been listening to him all day. He's been a live wire all day today, man.
It's every day.
I had my coffee this
morning. Yeah, I've been listening. You and Richie, I tell you.
No, John tried to offer me an old-ass sandwich, dog.
Yo, I heard it all.
And I almost ate it till Rhea looked out for me.
Wasn't it only like an hour old?
It was like 2 hours.
Oh, that's not that old.
Yeah, but
2 hours?
2 hours,
though. That's old. Nah.
You got, if you're going to offer, like, as a friend.
Okay.
Like, say, if Ike just walked in, I would offer him a warm sandwich. John Ritchie gave me a cold ass. He was trying to give me a cold ass sandwich.
It depends on what kind of sandwich it is.
It was like it was one from here. It was really, you know, Pete makes some fire.
No, but what was
like
it?
If it's a chicken parm or something, then 2 hours old is bad.
Right.
If
one that was originally warm.
Yeah.
Well, it was originally warm sandwich.
All right. Okay, well, then, that's too old.
All right, we are live today.
Richie's greedy, you know, from a sandwich perspective.
That's why I was, I enjoyed the fact that he offered it to me, but it was 2 hours old.
See, you are here for it. During the COVID times, we used to get delivered lunch every day, right? Uh-huh. Like for about 2 months.
That's a great story.
And they brought in sandwiches. There was no one's name on the sandwiches. Richie had mentally, I guess, assigned himself one of the sandwiches. The sandwich is gone. Richie goes barreling through the building looking for who stole his sandwich. But not in a funny way. Nah. In an angry way.
Oh, he was dead ass.
Oh, yeah, he was dead ass.
I had to sit him down. Yeah. That's how crazy
well,
he was.
Well, you know who took it.
The camera.
No.
Who?
Fritz.
No, I thought it was
Fritz
Alex
took it?
From
no,
KYW.
It
was Fritz. Oh, Fritz
it was
took
Fritz,
it?
Yeah. Okay. We're talking about when you took John Ritchie's sandwich during COVID.
Yeah. And he said, I like how he said it with pride.
He was going up to people in their faces. Did you take the sandwich? It was full.
So
full
it was.
Rage.
It was. He's
a greedy sandwich guy. I mean, that's what you encountered. Yeah. He didn't want the sandwich anymore.
How do we think Rod Lakin would have handled if it happens today? You think Rod would handle this well?
No.
Wait a minute.
I don't think so either.
You don't think so?
No, you would have just let itself work itself out.
Yeah. Roger's sort of y'all figure it out type of.
Yeah, he is.
Well, technically we are grown.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, technically.
But sometimes it takes longer when we have to figure it out.
Yeah, that is true.
I think we've done a pretty good job of figuring stuff out.
We eventually get there. We do.
Poor Joe, every 2 minutes tries to get it right.
We are live today.
That's his co-host.
I'm just
going to
barrel through it. Live today for Chickies and Pete's at Southfield. The holidays will be here before you know it. Book your holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. Locations and details online, chickiesandpete's.com. Well, Hugh's on one this week. I mean, guys, yesterday he tried to tell us all that Philadelphia was a Midwest city.
I don't appreciate that was ridiculous.
It wasn't ridiculous.
And I don't appreciate people sliding my DMs telling me to leave.
Yeah.
He told me to leave. I don't appreciate that.
You earned that one.
You don't have to leave. Yeah, you don't have to leave.
But they're telling you, you know how.
The idea is you think Philly is a Midwestern feel.
It does not.
It does. Just
a question. Have you ever been to the Midwest?
I'm from the Midwest.
That makes it worse.
I'm from Ohio. Yes. I'm from the middle of the state.
Ohio's the edge of the Midwest.
Spite.
Well, right.
Uh-oh. Spite. Trigger warning.
No, because what happens is people think Kansas, Missouri, and all of that is really the Midwest.
Well, I lived.
The real Midwest is Ohio. Indiana, Chicago.
Indiana, Illinois, yes. I thought. Yeah.
Well, we're right next to it.
But you're just a step east. I think the further you
get. We're going east?
What I would say about Ohio's not east. It is a hybrid of. Like the Northeast and the Midwest.
Yes, I would say that about Philadelphia.
No.
Philadelphia is the Northeast.
I don't care what y'all say.
Dude, we're an hour from the ocean.
I don't care.
We could not get
any closer to the East.
It has a Midwest feel to me.
What about it, though?
It's like I could sit back, and if I want to, I could be rural. I could do the rural thing.
Hugh, when I came here, these people.
Listen,
well, I mean, the East Coast is aggressive.
Yes.
We had to adjust.
Yeah.
We had to adjust. Now, we've been here long enough. Well, 28 years of being here.
But see, here's the thing. Maybe, and this is where.
When I first got here, I thought everybody was
angry.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll give you that.
Sometimes is right.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But I was in New York first.
Right. So you went to the Jets.
So to me, when I came here,
right,
this felt more like the Midwest to me than New York. So I get what you're saying, because you're coming from the Midwest, from Illinois.
Also you got to think about
Chicago, Michigan.
The cultural differences, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a different sort of obviously dialect when you speak out here. That's different than the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like they almost have their own language here.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We don't talk like the people.
No, not at all.
And that shock that you had when you came from the Midwest to the Northeast, I had the opposite shock when I moved to Chicago.
Okay.
I moved there,
right,
and people would smile and say hello, and I thought I must have met them at some point. And it actually just turned out.
Why the hell are you so friendly?
They were just being friendly.
So I get what you're saying, because when I was in, I didn't like New York at all. So when I got to Philadelphia, to me, Philly was the closest thing to being back home.
Right.
That's fair.
So I looked at it as a compromise.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So I get where you're coming from.
In comparison to New York, I get it. But in general, it's not a Midwest.
It's not Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Detroit.
No, Indianapolis is its own
Chicago
entity.
Yeah. You know that Midwest.
We're from the Midwest.
Just think about how we dress in the Midwest. I had to get used to more jeans and boots and things of that nature being out here.
But in the Midwest,
there's a little more flair and swag to how we dress.
But here's the kicker.
Where I'm
from.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
In the Midwest, we put on clothes.
Okay. Yeah, we just get dressed here.
I might put on some gaiters, some slacks,
a flashy shirt.
Yes.
Used to have a couple coochie sweaters. Used to cut. Hey, well, I got some money in this pocket. You got him a couple coochies. Yeah, coochie. The now later gaiters.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't even know what these things are.
No, that's not flying.
You never heard of that?
Like, you couldn't get away wearing that on the East Coast.
Did I ever tell you my coochie sweater story on there?
You had a coochie sweater?
So here, okay.
Are there photos anywhere for us?
No. Well, there might be from another high school.
Okay.
So Nothing about this will surprise you.
I know
you.
Everybody goes crazy. I know B.I.G., Notorious B.I.G. He was big in the Coogi sweater.
Yes.
Thing. But that he got that from the Midwest.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's not a New York thing. That started in the Midwest.
So one day, my dad brought home a big bag of Charles Barkley's old clothes. And most of it.
Oh, yeah. He probably had a Coogi sweater.
So most of it was just Sixer sweats and stuff like that. Yeah. But there was a Coogi sweater in there. And I was going to private school, and there was a certain point where when you got old enough, you didn't have to wear the blazer anymore. You could just wear a sweater and a tie or something.
Yeah,
so I, as a very fat, like 10th grader or 9th grader or whatever.
You never seen another Spike's old pictures?
I wore Charles Barkley's old Coogi sweater to high school.
That's why when you said it, I was like, wow.
You wore a Coogi sweater to high school?
Yes, sir.
if anyone ever asks you how much you weigh, just say, I fit in Charles Barkley's clothes.
Yes, yeah, it didn't look that ridiculous.
Now imagine he wore his Coogi sweater to Episcopal, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I've been to Pittsburgh.
It's out in the suburbs now. Where?
Well, no, I know where
they
moved.
It didn't used to be.
They moved.
Oh, yeah.
We used to be right on City Line Avenue, right across from St. John's.
Now they live out. They live out. It's in Westchester now.
Yeah. It's way out. Yeah. Now. Okay. See, I didn't know that.
It's a nice campus too.
Spike's always. Listen, Spike's always invited to the barbecue. There's a reason why.
No, Spike's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude. His card is stamped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Thank you.
So what happened with the Coogi sweater? You wore it to Episcopal with your
I wore it a couple times, and that was it. It was just funny that
you should bring it back out and wear it now.
That I was probably...
They got some nice ones out there now.
Yeah.
No, we can't wear Coogi no more.
Oh,
well, we can because we're in that age demographic. We can.
We actually now fit as older men.
Yeah, now later Gators.
Yeah.
And it was very colorful. So I was a short,
of course.
Fat,
right, it's the colors.
Yeah, I look like a
I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Like a balloon.
Oh, I'll wear it.
I'm going to get Joe a Coogi sweater.
I'll wear it.
So, you know, Hugh, we like colors in the Midwest and the South. We like colors.
East
Coast is more gray, blue, black.
When I got married, my wife threw away, she hid them. She said she lost them.
Right.
But all the Now Later Gators, they came up missing.
Yeah.
All the bright suits, she got rid of all of those.
Yeah.
And then I started, you know. Had to wear like
that was Dalt.
Conservative.
I remember Dalt got on the plane.
Oh yeah, he was
with
loud.
A mustard color suit on. We're come on, bro.
Do you remember the time that I got on the plane with the pink? I had on the pink Gators.
Yeah.
And I had on a pink outfit.
Yeah.
Man, they ate me up. they talked so bad about me, man.
I wish there was social media that
you
could go find these things.
You remember when things went bad when I had my little
no, Ike in Hollis. Because Hollis had
not you, right? Hollis?
No, it was Hollis. Yeah. Hollis had on
real Hollis.
You ever see Rush Hour?
Yeah, everybody's seen Rush Hour.
And they had
Rush Hour 2 or 3.
Well, one of them where what was his name?
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker had on a leather.
Sweet
he had on a whole
suit.
Leather outfit. Yeah.
Snakeskin suit.
Hollis had on one, right?
Oh no.
That's a lot of snakes.
No, dude, they let him have it.
Boa constrictors.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no snakes left.
And we're playing the dozens, right? Ike wasn't in the mood. Ike was not in the mood to play the dozens. And Ike, you know how when you say one more thing, that means that the next thing that you say is about to get you dropped. Ike told Hollis, said, say,
oh,
what you mean? Am I embellishing?
Would you stop?
Am I embellishing? Now I will
telling
say,
family secrets, you.
This is a different Ike than the one that knew back then and there.
Yeah.
But he told him to a man, say one more thing.
But then the other guy has to say it, right?
No, now Hollis outweighs Ike by about 120 pounds.
Yeah, okay.
But he knew in that moment that whatever Ike was serving up, he didn't want no dish of that. So he got quiet.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. This Ike that you went with?
See, Ike's shaking his head, but he's not denying any of it.
He just wants you to shut up.
Listen. That's my boy. I love him to death like a brother. You don't want to see that.
All right. Now that we've done 11 minutes on culture here, what do we think about the Eagles?
Back to the show.
Yeah, they're 6-2. I don't know if you heard, Joe.
I didn't. At first, I heard.
Best record of the NFC. All right, I don't know if you heard.
Let me throw this at you guys. Yeah. This is where we started the show today. Take yourself back to where you were when the season began.
Oh, no. This is exactly what we're going to start with 2 o'clock at. Okay.
This sounds like our show.
Yeah, do you feel better or worse about the team?
Who's going first?
Want me to go first?
Yeah, why don't you? We'll let
positivity go first.
The context is in the context of trying to win the Super Bowl again, right? Do you feel better? All right, go ahead.
I feel better about the team.
Okay.
I certainly feel better about the team because you know what, Joe? The team is getting better as the season goes along. And, you know, Spike and I, he's heard me talk about this with the team. I would rather peak later than the peak early. There are teams that get off to great starts, and they're playing well, and then the rest of the league catches up to them and figure them out, right? And you have to maintain that level of play for a longer stretch of time. So the Eagles, even though they got off to a 4-0 start, we knew the play didn't really represent a team that should be 4-0, right? They were actually getting outscored, outgained
every
by their
game,
opponents. Well, they weren't getting outscored because you wouldn't be 4-0.
But outgained, yeah, less first downs, every game. Yeah,
every game.
Time of possession early on, too,
wasn't it? Metrics that would normally indicate you lost the game. But they were still winning those games. And over the last couple of weeks, they've slowly started to erase some of those things that were ailing them early in the season, and they look like a more consistent, cohesive team that plays complementary football. And the best thing about them is through 8 games, they haven't played their best football yet. They're just starting to play their best football. How consistently can they do it week after week after week? And I bring this up and I say this because I've actually watched this team do it before. No, I watched them just do this a year ago, and they got on a run that by the time we realized the type of run they were on their way to the Super Bowl. They had won 16 out of 17 games, and we didn't even realize they had won. They didn't even realize they had won 16 out of 17 games because some of those games during that stretch didn't necessarily feel like great wins. So I say this to say, I look at their schedule. The next couple of games are going to be a great sort of barometer for us. And I think we're going 2-0 over the next 2 weeks. Because these two teams, while certainly formidable, they don't have what the Eagles have. And I think the Eagles have finally figured it out. They're finally starting to get out of their own way. And once this team gets out of their own way, there's not a more talented team with the winning DNA that they have that's in their way. That's why I feel better about where they are now and where they're going to, because they are ascending as a football team that's already coming off winning a championship. When you're a defending champion, not that you or I know what that feels like, but when you're a defending champion, you got to get through those early gray areas of the next season. You got to get through the fog of repeating, everybody coming after you to sort of find your mojo. I think the Eagles have found that, and now they're going to start to take off. That's why I feel good about where this team is at. Get comfortable with being the team. We are the team. Look around the league. It's the Eagles. They're the team in the NFL.
Well, 90% of our Twitter responders are on your side. How do you feel about the Eagles now compared to before the season? 90% feel better. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Spike, where do you come down on? I mean, they were the favorites coming in. You could say they're
Well, they weren't.
Well, they were the favorites in the NFC coming into the season. Now they're
I don't think so.
Okay, who was?
I think the Lions were I think the Eagles were third or fourth in Super Bowl.
Well, they still are, right? It's just it's kind of flipped and the Rams are now part of it. But how do you feel? Better, worse, where you were in week one?
So compared to where I was in week one, in the context of winning the Super Bowl, I feel better. And it's just I don't feel as good as Ike does, but it's sort of more simple. I really didn't think starting the season they had a chance to win the Super Bowl, and now I think they do. And I just to flatten it out that way and make it sort of simple, I didn't think they were going to have a bad season. But just looking at the start of the season and how difficult that was, and the odds that you're going to repeat, I just looked at it and it felt to me like it was going to be a 10 or 11 win season. Maybe they win a playoff game. Maybe they don't. We don't look at it as a horrible season. We also don't look at it as a great season. But I think two things have changed. One, and I'm still not super confident in the way they're playing, right? We've had one really good week, one pretty good week, and then a bunch of blah beforehand. But I would say there's two reasons why I feel better. One, their record is just better than I thought it would be at this point. The fact that they were able to get through the first four games with four wins, I think it's not a miracle. They got a little lucky, but they ended up getting those wins, and now they're in a better position to get a one seed than I thought they would be at this point. And then the other thing is I just think Jalen Hurts is playing better. And not just better than he did at the beginning of the year, probably better than I've seen him play since 22. He's certainly playing better now than he played at any point last year. And he's doing things that are different. I just see him adjusting and getting better in a way that I don't even know if he's getting credit for, because people have put him sort of on a pedestal, but maybe before I thought he was as good as they thought. But the under center stuff is something he wasn't comfortable with, and he's clearly adjusted and started to be open to doing things that he's not comfortable with. And he threw, I know this sounds elementary, he threw a good screen pass in the last game too.
Which almost never happens here.
It just doesn't. And, you know, we have Donovan McNabb on every week, and he's always talking about, well, why don't they do the screen game? And I've always said to him, Donovan, Jalen doesn't throw it well. I don't know what to tell you. It just never works here. But if he is able, and I think this might lead back to why Petullo might have been a good hire here, because he knows him. Petullo must know Jalen personally in a way that maybe a more talented offensive coordinator wouldn't have known him. And maybe he has the ability to get him comfortable doing things that he's not comfortable doing. So I don't think it's the Eagles and everybody else in the NFC. I think there's a bunch of good teams. But if we're going to say, compared to how I felt week one and how I feel now, do they have a better chance to win the Super Bowl than I thought in week one? I definitely think they do now.
Ike, you both use the word comfortable. I think it's an interesting word because they're not the same as last year. And it's taken me a while to be comfortable with that. Right? Like, we all got comfortable down the stretch last season. They won in a very specific way, and it was dominant, right? Their defense was the best, and they ran the ball better than anyone, and Jalen took care of the ball.
Yeah.
Ike, this is a different team. They're throwing the ball better than they have in a while. Spike's right. Their defense isn't quite as dominant as it was, but they're trying to round this thing into form, and maybe the running game is coming along now. I guess for me, I need to see what we just saw against the Giants. I need one or two more of the run game like that, and then I feel like it all clicks together. I need one or two more because we've only run the ball well once this season.
Yeah, I agree. I think the running game, you got to build off of what you did in that last game against the Giants. You just do. And listen, they've gone to this sort of heavy package where they bring in Fred Johnson, and he's like an extra tight end. So they bring the six offensive linemen in, and they're starting to run the ball out of that. And Spike's right. Listen, getting under center has certainly been beneficial to the Eagles and what they want to do, the running game, getting it going, Jalen, even with the play-action pass. They got to continue to do that. I don't know if they can do or repeat what they did against the Giants. I don't even know if I need them to do that, but they certainly have to be a team that's staying ahead of the chains, getting a second and four, second and five, right, after getting 4 or 5 yards on first down running the football. Right, you got to be able to get to third and three. The idea of being in second and long, third and long, that's where the predictability of the offense comes in, and it hurts the offense. So the running game has to continue to do what they're doing. But I'm going to throw this out there. And I wholeheartedly believe this. And far be it from me being somebody that pats himself on the back or does I told you. So I know Hugh is big with I told you.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh
so.
Peacocks around every time he gets something right.
I get that. And I don't want to be mistaken for the big dog. I know the big dog has to let everybody know because you guys do a lot of doubting of Hugh. So when he's right, he got to let you know that he's right. I don't necessarily blame him for that. I love the pettiness. That's what my big bro comes in at. But I got to jump in here a little bit.
Yeah.
Only from this sense. And I'm stepping out on a limb. I'm stepping out on a limb continuously with this. But it's going to be Jalen that leads this thing. And it's the passing game. Mm. The running game is going to continue to be a complementary to the passing game. And they can't shy away from that. Don't shy away from what you've seen over the last 2 weeks. I'm not saying ignore the running game, but this idea of let's play and coach conservative so that we don't make mistakes and try to win that way, I think the NFC is too good for that. I think the NFC is too tough for that. And so we're going to have to continue to do what we've done through the air. And I think Jalen, I said this coming to this into the season, he was going to have to be better throwing the football. The passing game was going to have to be sort of the driving force of this offense. It took us a few weeks to get to this point, but I think we're there to where we can continue to build off of that. Again, I don't need 300 yards passing every week, but the explosive plays, the play action stuff, that stuff has to still be a big part. And Jalen playing the quarterback position, I think, over the next 9 weeks is where we – As a team, start to shape an identity where it says, boy, them Eagles is going to be trouble. They're going to be trouble. They're throwing the ball well. Ooh, and they got Saquon back there.
Balance. Mm. Yeah. I like I told you so, Reese. We don't hear him as often as we
hear I
told you so.
I don't throw it out there too often because, listen, I don't want to throw him back in my face.
You know it's saying? A dangerous way to live.
Yeah, so I don't do the whole I told you so.
Not when you're right all the time.
But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Defense, a luxury, right, not a necessity.
I'm feeling good about the passing game and this whole under center thing. Kevin Petullo, also, I told you so, as one of the few people here at the station that wanted Kevin Petullo.
Well,
Hugh
owes him an apology.
I ain't apologize.
The OC. They're starting to figure it out, Spike. They're starting to figure it out. I know you're over there itching a little bit.
No.
They're starting to figure it out.
Well, the thing that you said that offensively that resonates, when I watch the better offensive teams in the league, let's just take the Lions and the Bills, right? Mm-hmm. They are always in advantageous positions to run the next play. Mm. It's not – now, the Lions are certainly more explosive than the Bills are. But one thing you notice when – because the Bills' offense now is pretty similar to what the Eagles are doing.
Sure, yeah.
They do a lot of the jumbo sets.
That's what I'm envisioning.
Tight ends.
That's exactly what I'm envisioning.
They do tight ends, and they have – they're always – you know, that first down is always 4 to 6 yards.
Yep.
And that's always moving the chains, and it's not putting – you're not trying to get a big play when it's 3rd and 9. You're trying to get a big play when it's 2nd and 2
2nd and 3. Yes, sir.
And it's always moving forward. And that's what it's probably more like the Bills than it is like the – because the quarterbacks, I think, are more similar. Because Jared Goff will throw the ball around more than Josh Allen would or Jalen Hurts would. The offense is looking more like that offense. And the other interesting thing, and this is where I think the AJ thing plays in, is that Bills offense is a pretty egalitarian offense in that everybody's getting the ball. Egalitarian?
Woo, I don't even know what it means.
It means everybody's getting stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. The ball is
a level of education on us.
It's balanced. It's well-rounded. Everybody eats.
That's that Episcopal Academy.
No, I didn't. I think I got very bad grades at Episcopal. I would give the Syracuse.
Just blame the sweater for it. Yeah.
The sweater's fault. Yeah.
All right, we'll continue the conversation. We're live today.
Egalitarian.
From Chickies and Pizza.
What is it called? Egality?
Egalitarian?
He believes in all the Eagles action this season.
Equestrian?
No, that's horses. That's horses.
That's equestrian.
At the official sports bar of the Philadelphia. Up, Eagles, Chickies, and Pete's.
We got some smart people over
here. Yeah, we do. All right, 215-592-9494. How you hop in? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Veterans Day, Mattress Warehouse proudly honors those who have served. And now during the Veterans Day sale, you can save up to 60% warehouse-wide. Plus, you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. You spend a third of your life in the bed, folks. If your mattress is weak, your recovery's weak. Take it from me, the right setup changes how you rest, and how you feel when you wake up. With Mattress Warehouse's exclusive bed mesh technology, you'll find the perfect fit, backed by their signature 100% comfort guarantee, plus 0% interest financing, free next day delivery, and 1 year lowest price guarantee. Mattress Warehouse has you covered. Do what I did, folks, and upgrade with total confidence now during the Mattress Warehouse Veterans Day sale. Visit mattresswarehouse.com to find a store near you. That's mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.